And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Rock God Rick Mexa in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. It's so fun being right here because we have guys like Frank Lopresti just stopping by to give us a full report there and watch the fish being unloaded from here. Right in the heart of sport fishing world right here in Southern California. And we have a couple great guests who also live right here and operate from here at a Point Loma Sport Fishing, Captain Jake and Mike Fries from Prime Time Sport Fishing, and giving away an amazing prize today.
Well, yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, not only are we having Jake and Mike in here talking all about the type of fishing, the great operations they run on Prime Time, the boat, etc., we are also giving away an amazing prize. Pete, you said it best, a brand new full custom rail rod from Batson Enterprises. And I mean, it's a beautiful, it's an absolute custom stick. It's a 7 foot, probably 80 to 100 pound rail rod, rail dog grip, high end Alps components, a beautiful rod. And again, I mean, I don't even want to guess at the retail value, but probably in that $600 range. I mean, a fantastic custom rod built by Bill Havens from Salty Dog that somebody's going to get at the end of the show today, whether it be a caller or a texter. And how that's going to go down, we'll basically at the end of the show have one potential winner from all of the callers that make it on the air, one potential winner from all of the texters that make it on the air, and then Mikey's going to flip the prize coin that's going to determine whether the winner comes from the caller side or the texter side. So again, if you're sending a text message through that Let's Talk Hookup app, make sure you include your contact info so you're eligible to win that rad prize.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump into the phones there. Pat, they want to talk to these guys.
I want to steal a real quick one. You know, before we talked, you were talking about smaller jigs and those new tungsten jigs and how those have been a factor. You fish that on the same gear that you would fish a traditional? I mean, is, you know, 180 gram is 180 gram no matter what the shape, no matter the difference? Do you, because they're smaller, do you downsize the tackle, or do you keep the tackle big because it's big fish? Like, have those changed a little bit, that being the kind of new hot thing on the block right now? Is the gear change with it, or does it stay the same?
It can stay the same, you know, depending on what zone you're in. If you know you're kind of in that more local zone and there's, you know, that 20 to 80 pound fish, you can downsize a hair, but there's almost real, you know, no need. You know, you're fishing at night, you can fish heavy tackle. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're fishing in that big fish zone, definitely stick with that bigger 100 plus pound, you know, outfit.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about yesterday, like the worth of it. You know, is it worth it? I mean, those jigs they're a bunch. You know, I mean, there's no denying. You know, a tungsten, you know, jig that's 150 or 180 grams or 200. Like, by the time you're done with hooks and everything, like, that lure is nearing $100. You know, I mean, by the time
you have heavy line,
that's what I'm saying. You know, like, you don't want to fish that thing on 40 pound because they're small and, you know, you can get chewed off. It's just, but, you know, I mean, I've been trying to keep very close tabs on in the tackle store also, because that's a big price tag, you know, and I'm very cautious about ever recommending something to somebody that's too much. But man, Jake, just like you said, like every night we keep hearing that over and over and over. Like, man, those things sure got bit. Man, the guys who are fishing that thing sure got bit. And I always think it's twofold. You know, sometimes guys that are on the leading edge of new stuff are also the guys that are putting a lot of effort into it. And they're probably a real good fisherman, and they've been listening to Let's Talk Hookup. They've been listening to the recommendations of the captains. And those guys are often putting the most effort into it. So if he was just fishing a Colt Sniper, would he have gotten bit just as good? But boy, we sure are hearing it every single night how effective those things are.
So would that be a bait that you would fish during the day? I mean, is that something that like a lot of these jigging guys that are doing? I mean, is that something that would be more effective in the day too?
You could definitely fish that during the day.
Yeah.
We don't do a whole lot of that daytime jigging stuff. You know, because a lot of our, you know, guys are less experienced than that. So, you know, we're usually doing sinker rig, fly lining, and all that stuff. But yeah, I would
flying
say
flying the kite.
Flying the kite, you know, whatever it may be. But yeah, I would say that's definitely effective during the day.
And the advantage of going with you guys in the world of kite fishing is you're going with a private charter and six guys or four guys, however many guys, you know, are coming on the trip. You know, that kite bite is, you know, is shared by the whole squad. You know, when you're on a boat with 30 guys, if you're the right pole or however some people tag team it up or whatever it might be, it's different when it's on an intimate group like what you guys have.
Yeah, the whole family gets on it, you know, and everybody's taking turns. And
so fun.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
So cool.
So fun. All right, now let's jump in the phone.
Yeah, you got it, man. How about this time we talk to John, who's got us from Huntington Beach this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. I was on the website, and I was wondering how you guys work the open party scenario. Do you have a process for that, or is it just kind of hit and miss? I know you sign up as an email address, and then you get notified or something. How does that work?
Yeah, so usually we in the beginning of the season, we try to do a couple open party trips. They'll all be posted up on the Point Loma website.
PointLomaSportFishing.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we'll have an email list, and we'll send out an email of, we'll try to get a package together of, you know, a couple opportunities for, you know, if you can't make a
So you can date. Sign up for an email list at PrimetimeSportFishing.com.
Yeah, like a subscription, but, you know, you just get updates and stuff like that from us, what's happening, you know, a couple of different trips for open parties.
Yeah, and so you're going to throw some in here this summer. It's just a matter of when you have an open spot, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, because you have a lot. You have any charter dates available?
We do.
So, and are those on the website?
Yeah, so up-to-date calendar on the website. You can, you know, whatever works for you, you know, when you can go fishing, you know, if you guys are going to book a trip, just go when you can, and everything's up-to-date.
Yeah, so here's a guy that wants to charter your boat, Corey from Escondido. He says, good morning, guys. I checked out your website, and wow, Primetime sure is beautiful. Pete grabbed my attention with the idea of doing a kayak mothership trip. Is that really an option, he says? Could the boys talk a bit more about how that might work with some buddies that I put together for a mothership charter? And a quick question about the boater's card requirements. Does it apply to kayaks as well? Corey, that's a good question. I don't know that it applies to kayaks. That's something that we probably need to find out.
I would guess it's just like anything else. Probably once you go the route of having to put a motor on those things and get CF numbers, that's probably what you would need.
Probably right. If you put a motor on it, you have a CF number, I would say that it applies.
But I'm not speaking like I know that.
No.
You know, that's just my thought.
But that makes sense. But what do you think, guys?
Absolutely.
Corey wants to do a mothership trip with the kayakers.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah?
Sure.
All right.
We have plenty of space on the upper deck. We have a davit. We can launch the skiff.
That would be so rad.
Yeah.
Just like
a
rad Clemente day when the bass are biting good and there's yellows on the kelp line.
For sure.
Yeah.
That
would
be
so cool.
Skip
on the boat.
We could even mix in some, you know, Baja Coastal stuff, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be rad.
Yeah. Get a bait tank on that skiff, and you can supply baits to the kayaks.
Sure.
Yeah.
That was one thing that I always thought was so cool when the Islander was doing those mothership trips was, like, you know, when the kayak would be in there and run out of bait, they just hail them on the handheld radio, and the skiff would run in. The skiff would run in with a cheeseburger and a cold Coors Light and another scoop of sardines. All right, boys, get back after it. I think that's so cool.
It was all good, for sure.
Now, how about just doing that with five of your buddies?
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be really cool. And then coming back to a full gourmet meal that Mike's cooking.
I like it. Sign me up.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, hey, the phones are absolutely packed solid. We need to jump back into those. Rob in Canyon Country is up next here on Let's Talk Hook Up. Rob, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning. Great show as usual, guys. Really want to get in on those Dorado and Yellowfin. Where should I be looking, and what's it cost to charter that boat?
Yes. So our day and a half trip's $9,000, and that's all inclusive. Our two and a half's $13,000, just goes up from there. I would definitely recommend a little bit later in the season, probably in the September, you know, even August, but September, October for Yellowfin and Dorado is your best opportunity.
Yeah. Okay, put this into perspective. A day and a half on the prime time is $9,000. You charter Dwayne Diego, it's $6,000, right, or somewhere around there, and that's for four people. So you start to do the numbers. That seems pretty reasonable to me for that size of boat.
I was shocked when I heard that also.
Yeah, for that size of boat.
A premium, you know, a premium small boat charter, you know, on a boat like Dwayne's or Brandon's or, you know, one of the, you know, like a premium trip, that's, it's flirting with the same cost, and you're doing it for a day and a half with six people, and all the food is included, all the, you know, the handling of the fish, all that kind of stuff. I was shocked when I heard that. I was expecting half again as much just because of the level of boat mm-hmm. and the level of service you guys are providing. I was blown away.
Yeah, it's, you know,
sounds like a great deal.
$4,000 to $6,000 for any of those, you know, high-end small boat operations.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I mean, that's what it should cost
exactly,
on those too.
Yeah.
Fuel burn, time, absolutely. Availability. I was expecting a higher ticket price out of what you guys are doing. I was really surprised.
Yeah.
Because you get six guys and everybody starts dividing that up amongst your buds, like, and you're getting an incredible experience for not a ton of dough.
Yeah. And
$1,500 a person.
Yeah.
A day and a half.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the high-end food that we're doing is just, you know, it's kind of what's starting to set us apart from everything.
I wouldn't say starting to. Like, you guys are for sure set apart for it. It's not a 7-Eleven sandwich.
No, Mike is awesome. You know.
Yeah.
What are some of the meals that you guys kick out? Like, well, I mean, obviously you guys have done a bunch. What have been some of the favorites that you know, your chef has kicked out on some of your trips? Or fan favorites, maybe.
Mine was the beef tenderloin that he did with a giant baked potato. I mean, and then he made like some berry cobbler for dessert. It was,
wow.
It was good.
Ribeye the other night.
Oh, ribeye.
Oh, okay.
He's done some braised pork.
Ribs.
Oh, God, his ribs are good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can handle that after a day.
He's a chef.
On Bluefins. Yeah, that's really cool.
He's a chef. No, that's cool. Definitely. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Lots of great texts, lots of great calls. We sure appreciate all the feedback. I think guys want to win that Rain Shadow ride.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I had a great text. It's a great show, you guys. Very interesting. And the six-pack charter experience, it's really got my wheels turning. My question was about the gear you talked about. Can you talk a little bit more in depth about the tackle setups that you provide on the boat? Also, do you offer different rods and reels for the varying levels of experience? And is it inappropriate for me to bring my gear if we're going on a trip? That's from Kyle and Philip Franch.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to bring your own gear, but we do have everything. We have all Penn reels, Penn Fathom reels, and Penn International reels, and then everything is Rain Shadow custom built rods.
They even have tungsten jigs.
Tungsten jigs.
we got everything on board.
Yeah, we have everything from, you know, 25-pound, 40-pound, 60 to 80-pound, and then all of our tight, you know, heavy gear, 130-pound Spectra.
And there's a full setup for everybody on the boat for each.
Wow.
No kidding. Wow.
Doing.
Yeah.
Wow. We got
sets of six and six. Sets of
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And I think we have 8 rail rods, and then you know, like if we're fishing 25 and 40 pound, I think we have 8 of everything.
Wow.
And you put a new rail up so you could truly do the rail rod experience on primetime.
Yes.
Yeah.
From bow to stern, you can fish the rail.
Yeah. And the walk around on the boat, too. It's like.
It's an Elliot.
It's wide
that's
open.
That's the one.
And the bow, gigantic bow. You like throwing the jig?
You can put 6 guys up there throwing jigs all day.
Yeah.
So
no,
cool.
And not having to worry about, you know, bumping elbows with the next guy.
Man, yeah. What a cool deal.
Hey, got a text with no phone number and no name. So.
Come on.
No rod for you, but it's a good question. It says, so don't forget, put your phone number, put your name, and where you're from. Primetime is a good boat for first-timers, and what length of the trip would you recommend for that first-timer?
A day and a half trip. It's, you know, that gives you the ability to go, you know, fish Cortez or Tanner. That gives you the ability to go down the beach if you need to and fish kelps or yellowfin. That's, you know, the shortest trip we really offer, so that's what I would start at.
Yeah.
But then again, a 2.5 day is not that much more difficult on the person.
Right.
You know, because you are so comfortable on the boat.
Yes.
You can kind of do anything.
And you have, like, it, for a first-timer, I mean, you guys are going to be perfect, right?
Yeah, we have 4 crew members on board that are all super fishy and that are all really good. So, you know, the ratio, you know, 6-4 is a good ratio.
Be a nice experience.
Yeah, we take care of everything for you guys, and we'll help you every step of the way.
And again, if you're splitting it up in 6 guys, it's only another $600 to do an additional full day, you know, to be that 2.5 day. I like too, just because that, if your time and pocket can swing it, I love the idea in a 2.5 day, only because it gives the option of what you were talking about, sliding in and adding something else to your trip.
I think it's the best trip.
You guys are clearly bluefin specialists. But it's fun to go do something else, break it up, mix it up, whether it be cod fishing or bass fishing or yellowtail fishing, or, you know, just gives you that time to experience multiple things. And again, you guys have all that gear and you're doing it at the highest level. It's a cool opportunity.
Yeah.
And not that much more for doing 2.5 instead of 1.5.
But you say the guys, now wait a minute, I've got a text here from Sharice in Huntington Beach. Says, good morning, great show, guys. My question is for Jake and Mikey. I'm thinking about putting together an all-girls trip,
nice.
And a couple of girls have limited experience. Will the crew help the guests as far as setting up rods, tying knots, jigs, etc.?
Of course. Yeah. That's what we're here for.
Yeah. We'll and that'd be cool.
Whatever.
Have the whole boat, cool. You know, two-person staterooms. One stateroom, like I said, has its own head and shower.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you'd be open for that, huh?
For sure.
Yeah.
Handle that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, another fun one. This is, good morning, guys. I can't believe we're talking about this. This is my dream. An Elliott's yacht as a charter boat. This is the most legendary SoCal boat. Can you guys give us a little brief history of your boat, such as who owned it in the past and what fisheries it's been involved in?
So it started out, you know, it was built here in Costa Mesa. And then it spent most of its life traveling all over Baja, Mexico, you know, mainland Mexico, fishing all the Revillas, all that stuff down there. And then it's a veteran, you know, crossing to Hawaii.
Yeah, it's made the crossing three times.
Wow. Three times to Hawaii.
That's so mm-hmm. rad.
It's been
on its own bottom.
There.
Wow.
Yeah. Doing a lot of marlin fishing. And then the guys that we bought it from purchased it in the 80s and then, wow. then owned it. Until we bought it,
and the previous name was the Challenge 2.
Okay,
yeah,
wow,
what a cool piece of history to get to own and then continue to push it at the highest level too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Real testament. To
I mean,
that
you
boat.
Can see the boat here from the world headquarters. You just look at it; it is
the real deal, man. Yeah, no doubt.
It's just a really great looking vessel. Well, hey, it's time to find out what's biting on the water with our fishdope.com report. And I got to tell you, we've made a little change here. We want to thank Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide, for many years of helping us out with the fishdope.com. And we've got new blood coming in. And all the guys from Fishdope are going to now contribute to the report. And Yosef Husseini, our Angler's Realtor, is the guy. And Yosef, welcome. Glad to have you aboard.
Yeah, it's cool. Yosef, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. Anxious to, I think this was a great idea and, you know, lots of fun. Like you said, Pete, you said it best. David's been great, shared a lot of info with us, but this is going to be very fun to get to talk to everybody from the team.
Yeah.
And just going to add so much of it, including
Jason. We're going to have Danny, Yosef. Yosef's going to be our backbone, but, you know, when Yosef's selling real estate or going fishing or something like that, we got to have backup, right, Yosef?
You got it. Well, I apologize from Danny and Jason anyway.
Getting all your information there. But, this report is sponsored in part, of course, by fishdope.com, but also by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the prime premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online booking system. It's so easy, so nice for your long-range trip. Now, with the attention to detail, they have a whole bunch of new team members. They have a full staff. They can get you more same capacity. All the reports are back. Everybody says that the new report, the new same-day stuff is just fantastic. So check out their Old Town Taylor Street location, or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservation today. And, Yosef, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's biting.
All right, guys. Well, we'll start up north in Santa Rosa. There are still some sea bass around, Queen Rose and Calcott Shoals. They're biting live squid mainly, but they are there. Guys have been getting some bigger models up there as well. Santa Cruz, there's a very good barracuda bite. Danny just called me back and said he's got some guys over at the Arch right now that are on a very, very steady barracuda bite up there. They're eating pretty much everything, it says. They are getting some sea bass up in that area, but it's mainly by the experts that are getting them, getting sonar fish, finding them at the edge of the kelp, and deploying baits and getting bit. At St. Nick, there are some big halibuts biting. All that's coming on the dropper loop with live squid and sardine. Quite a few boats got them up there yesterday. Santa Monica Bay, the sand bass fishing in the bay has been really, really good, using lead heads and squid, the normal deal. L.A. Harbor, horseshoe kelp area, barracuda is the name of the game. They're chewing very, very well. going to go out to Catalina. Catalina over the last couple of days has been pretty unfishable on the front side. Tons and tons of people, bad fishing fatigue. Sea bass are gone for now. The backside, there's been some really good calico bass and barracuda fishing. If you're out in the Catalina area, that's the only spot right now. There are some squid beds over at Ben Weston. You can make your own bait. The carnage is gone. They have nothing. They're back in port. There is some bonita bass and barracuda biting in the area as well, but most of that stuff is short on the front side there. San Clemente, there's a ton of squid near Pyramid Cove. Yellows kind of shut off. They are only biting at night right now, 3 to 7 a.m. The daytime fishing is pretty much gone. On the front side, there was lots of yellowtail until this current shut off. As you know, Clemente doesn't bite, you know, without current. So as soon as that picks back up, it should be rolling. Let's go over to Dana Point. All the calicos you want, pretty much, normal deal. Anchovies on the edge of the kelp. Super light line, but they are on the chew. Upper La Jolla, we're going to try to get into La Jolla a little bit more. Not a lot of people talk about it, but La Jolla's been pretty slow. There are some hit and miss sea bass on mackerel, you know, normal slow trail deal, or fishing them on a dropper loop.
Wow, sounds
good. Coronados.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sounds like there's some
Coronados.
Yeah, go ahead with the Coronados.
Dried up. Water dropped 8 degrees down there.
Oh.
So there was some really good fishing. That's pretty much gone. Should be back as this warm water pushes up. But nothing's really biting. If you are going to fish it, there are some yellows that are popping up on the middle ground, on the ridge there. So if you do end up in that area looking for them, fish the middle grounds, look for fish popping up.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. There's a lot of fish. And, of course, fishdope.com has all that information. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And, Yosef, how do we find you for the best advice and real estate information here in Southern California?
You can get me at 619-277-2169 or at sportsmansrealty.com.
Sportsmansrealty.com. Thanks, Yosef, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Great job.
All right, guys, have a great weekend. Thank
All right,
you.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it very much.
All right, that's going to wrap up that fishdope.com report again. Save $20 or save $30 with that code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. Saves you $30 on a new membership to Fishdope. And again, sponsored by Terrapin, sea surface temperature charge. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrapin, sea surface temperature, chlorophyll, currents, and more. With Terrapin Mobile, you can access your charts from your phone or your mobile device. Check Terrapin.com for more information.
Indeed. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Let's talk to Hunter. Calling us from San Diego this morning. What's up, Hunter? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. This is what I'd like to know. How big is the bait tank of the boat, and what's the longest trip they can do?
We have three bait tanks. You know, our center tank holds about 60, 65 scoops of bait, and then we have two main tanks that are, you know, they hold about 20 to 25 scoops.
Plenty of bait for six people. Plenty.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to run out. How many day trip could you do with that bait?
I mean, comfortably a 3.5 day,
yeah.
You know. And then if you're doing a lot of kelp fishing and whatnot, you know, you can easily, you know, fish for 4 days.
Yeah, I was going to say that boat is, that's a lot. That's a lot of bait.
Yeah.
That's the bait that would be similar to boats that are taking 20 and 30 guys.
Mm-hmm.
Not six guys. You know what I mean? Like, you think about the amount that you're going to have to throw and time and fish with. Like,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot.
Yeah. And this off season we're actually upgrading our tank too and getting a little bit bigger.
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 Yeah.
Big tank.
We're getting a bigger tank and we're going to be doing some stuff because we're repowering too.
That's cool.
Wow.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm. Repowering with new engines.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't wait.
You're putting some money into that boat, boy.
You have to.
Yeah.
you got to stay competitive.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see. I mean, clearly you guys have the right platform and the right attitude and doing it the right way. I can't wait to see the progression when new motors are in and you get that fall long trip charter thing dialed in, like, which I'm sure is to come. You know, like you said, those Mag Bay trips, big fish trips, fishing the lower banks, fishing coastal all the way up. I mean, like, how cool would it be to have the boat 4 or 5 days at a time going down the Baja coast and fishing yellows and all that great tuna and Dorado and Wahoo fishing? Like, that is going to be really fun. And you can tell it's on the horizon for you guys.
Yeah. No, it's something we've always wanted to do, and you know, nobody's really doing it.
And that's the platform for it. It just is.
That boat was
so comfortable. Like you said, that's literally what it was made for.
Everything, yeah.
That's going to be fun,
for sure. All right. Hey, you said you had a great text, huh?
Yeah, I thought so. This one was from Cliff in Blossom Valley, and it says, Jake and Mikey, I love the idea of this rig. What's your cruising speed? And then I'm always curious to know how fast she could go if she was on the screws. Good luck this season. Can't wait to see your success, Sean, in Blossom Valley.
We cruise at 9 to 10 knots, you know.
Pretty standard.
Yeah, pretty standard stuff. You can't go much faster with the sonar and with the sonar down anyways, but it's a big, heavy boat. So
yeah.
9 to 10 knots.
Yeah.
I think if she was pushed all the way, probably like 16.
Yeah. Wow.
Right around there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Burning some fuel.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet.
Manny writes from San Diego, says, great show. Do you have surface iron gear on board?
We do.
Yeah.
I got six long rods on there.
Yeah.
So they're always on there.
Okay.
24/7.
All right. Great.
That's cool. All right. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls, more of your text messages. Absolutely everything is packed up for the boys from Primetime. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Vin, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockcod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey, this is Rosie with Sagros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader with all-inclusive fishing trips to Sagros Island. We now have 2 lodges to choose from and both sit on the cliff set with relaxing ocean views and gorgeous morning sunrises. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the Yellowtail and Calico Bass Capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Sagros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at sagrosportfishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
Hook up, having a great time here this morning, talking fishing on the prime time from Point Loma Sport Fishing. What a great show today has been, an awesome operation, having a lot of fun.
Yeah, and first time for a long time there's been a line open, 213-432-1090, 213-432-1090, open right now. You want to have a chance to win that rain shadow rod. Hey, Chris is taking the phones, and man the phones, he'll put you up there and try and get you in the rotation. I have a great one here from Dan and Catalina, and he writes, good morning, guys. I had the opportunity to take my wife on a tour of the prime time at Day at the Docks. If any guy wants to take their wife on a fishing boat, this is the operation you. No question. Yacht-worthy accommodations, private staterooms with private bathroom and shower. Iconic Elliot.
Yep.
Tour words were never said.
Well said.
For sure.
I wanted to read a fun text, too. It says, Primetime Captains, what a great show this has been. Can you guys talk a little bit about the rigging for your big bluefin? I've looked at your social media, and you guys have done some serious damage on the big fish over the years. Do you guys carry flying fish and kites for bait on all the trips? Do we need to provide them? That's from John in Huntington.
Yeah, so we have all the baits. We have probably every type of bait you can have for flying the kite now. We have multiple kites on board. We have all the helium, you know, across the board for flying kites and catching big fish. We have you covered.
That's awesome.
Nice. All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. We're going to talk to Kevin. He's called us from Pacific Beach this morning. What's up, Kevin? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning. Hey, I had a question. I know you guys talk about fishing down south, maybe like Mag Bay and all that stuff. How do you approach that? How do you get on the boat and take a trip like that?
We're still looking to iron out some of the details, you know, but the ideas that we have in mind right now would be, you know, you could ride the boat down and fly back, you know, after we do some fishing down there and on the way, or, you know, you could do a fly-in, fly-out type of deal. And so you would get picked up, you know, either by us or, you know, you'd get shuttled out to the boat, you know, in a ponga or whatnot.
So you're looking at like fall of 2025 for that kind of stuff?
Yes.
You can also ride the boat down and back. We have plenty of fuel.
Yeah, we got enough fuel to do that.
Yeah.
And again,
do you stop in like La Bocana or Abriojos on the way down as well?
Yeah, we'll fish the coast, you know, and then, you know, a lot of stuff we'll be doing is fishing offshore, you know, for yellowfin and whatnot. But yeah, we'll depending on the conditions, we'll mix in whatever we need to.
I just can't wait. I mean, I know you've got some stuff, and I know it's going to be the fall, and you got big boat projects planned, but I can't wait to see you guys get those things rolling. I think it's going to be really cool.
They're going
to
do well with them.
No doubt.
Hey, Jose in Fallbrook writes, hello, guys. When it comes to tungsten jigs, what size, weight are best, and how would you rig them? Treble, assist hooks, split rings, leaders, et cetera?
We keep it fairly simple, you know, like 180 or 200 gram tungsten, and then, you know, you have your shock leader. That's crimped with a split ring, you know, onto the jig.
How heavy is your shock leader?
Like 200 pound
fluoro.
Yeah, fluorocarbon for sure for the you know, abrasion resistance. And then assist hooks to, I think they're maybe a 4-0 Mustad, you know, assist hooks. I'm not a treble hook person myself, but.
And there's different size, Rick, of those tungsten jigs, right? They start anywhere from 60 gram up to 300.
Exactly. What you'll find the most quantity are lighter ones that are not necessarily what we're using. I would say a 120 on the low end. What's been most popular is that 180 to 220 gram. That's kind of the money is the 180 to 220. There's a couple of manufacturers that make them. The guy nailed it on the rigging side of things. You know, in daytime might be the only thing that you would maybe stealth that up a little bit. You know, maybe instead of fishing a 200-pound leader, maybe drop it to 100-pound or something like that, knowing that, you know, you always have the risk of getting chewed off. But if you're trying to really stealth things up, I mean, that's the beauty of it, is a 180-gram tungsten lure, it's like the size of a 100-gram Colt sniper.
Really?
It's small.
Yeah,
you know,
small.
And I mean, that's
like close to half the size.
Yeah, close to, for sure. You know, I mean, especially if you compare it to a night jig, you know, that's long and skinny kind of thing. And I mean, how many times have we all heard that, oh, that bluefin's on that small bait, it's eating that anchovy. I'm like, you're putting something down there that is that size, but it's still heavy enough that it pulls line off of a big reel. It can handle some big hooks because it's heavy. It's 180 grams.
Yeah, hard to swallow tying on a $100 lure.
No question. I mean, again, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not trying to make light of it for sure.
Yeah.
I'm with
you. But if you want to get bit,
I mean, yes, I'm not trying to say that it's not. It is. It is ridiculous to even talk about a 100-gram jig. But you know what? It's a $100 jig. But it's often attached to your $2,000 outfit that's on your $1,000 trip that's on your, you know, that you paid $150 worth of fuel to get down to the boat. I mean, it's just, if that is the thing that is the key to multiple bites, take my money, you know what I mean? No question about it. Like, yeah. if that's the ticket to getting the bite and not, it's the smallest price to pay.
Now, is that something like all these jigger guys, like Brian and the West Coast jigger guys, are they doing tungsten things too?
I mean, it's just another new thing, just like the boys talked about. It's different. You know, most of those speed jigs that those guys are fishing are not tungsten. I don't even want to say it's the newest. You know, Brawlo was talking about that on Captain's Concepts a year ago.
Yeah.
It's just the thing that has become very popular right now. Probably because they're, you know, when it really hit was when we were in that period of having nice fish, but not the giant ones. When we had that couple of month stretch of those 25 to 50 pounders, and those fish don't tend to eat the giant jigs as well. You know, if it's 40 pounders and you're fishing a jig that's the size of a paper towel tube, they don't eat it is good, and they eat the bejesus out of those small lures.
Yeah.
Tungsten gets down super fast. You're in the zone. You can fish multiple drops and stay vertical instead of getting scoped out real fast. So guys were seeing tremendous success fishing that. And then, you know, if that becomes your lucky lure, and I had a quick limit on that, well, then you go on your next trip and you fish it again, and it's just, you know, the popularity just breeds, you know, more and more and more.
Makes sense. Yeah, for sure.
And you get confident in what you're fishing.
Man, yes, how true is that? Exactly.
Yeah. Huge.
I know I'm going to crush with this thing.
Yeah.
Does the color matter?
No.
It doesn't matter at all.
No, I don't think so.
Not one bit. Yeah.
No.
All right.
Mikey's go-to is, you know, it's still a torpedo sinker.
I love it. That was my favorite thing at the tackle store was during the, you know, in the evolution of this bite when it was all flat falls and it had to be this glow with this stripe and guys would just, like, bypass anything. But, you know, the glow was gone and you couldn't get it and nobody was willing to get it unless it had this perfect red stripe or whatever it is. Once a torpedo sinker became the best lure, like, that was out. Like, you don't even get to bitch about not having your favorite color anymore. Like,
just be confident with your
favorite. Yeah, that's fun.
At it.
No doubt.
All right.
Good advice. Hey, another great text came through, and it once again was on the kite fishing aspect of things. How do you guys handle kite fishing versus sinker rigs versus fly line? When do you make the decision to do what?
Wind. It's a lot of wind.
There you go. Condition factor.
Yeah, absolutely. If there's wind, we're going to be flying the kite. But if there's no wind, we're going to be doing, you know, sinker rig fish and stuff like that.
You carry helium?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
A handful of bottles at all times.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to have it, right?
You can't leave the dock without it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's jump back on the phones, Rich.
Yeah, they're packed up. How about this time we talk to Rich? Rich has called us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thanks, guys. What an awesome show today. I wondered, do you guys have a Sea Keeper on your boat? And if you don't, are you planning on getting one?
We don't. We've kicked the idea around of doing something like that. We might do stabilizer fins in the future. Sea Keepers, there's a lot of moving parts involved with them, and
for a commercial aspect,
right. It just doesn't work.
It doesn't make
sense.
And financially, they're a little bit.
Doesn't make any sense.
I will say they work very well. Mikey and I've done some deliveries with some Vikings and stuff that have them. They work very well, but in a commercial application, you know, it's not the most feasible thing.
The problem, too, is the hours that you guys would put on one versus a private use. You know,
100%.
If that boat is going once every couple of weeks, that's one thing. You guys are going every single day. I mean, every day, every night. And, you just... The problem with them, you know, I've talked to Bud about said the same thing. Like, well, you're only going to turn it on when you need it. Well, that's not the case. When you got a Sea Keeper, it's on.
You know what I mean? It's going to be on.
It's so nice. There is no going back. But it just doesn't make sense in that use of... I mean, you would put literally thousands and thousands of hours on it.
But there's a lot of boats with stabilizer fins. But here's the deal with the Elliot. They rot.
Exactly.
Super wide. Don't get the idea that it needs it. Because that Elliot is giant beam. And it rides amazing.
It does. Yeah. At its widest point, it's like 21 feet wide.
Yeah. It's wide as like the American Angler or something. Right?
I think it's close. You know, I think they're like 24, 25.
Yeah.
But, no, it rides very, very well.
Yeah,
that's cool.
No, it's a good one for sure. I have a text here from Kelly in Phillips Ranch and wants to know about the tackle setups. What setups do you provide on the boat, and what are the different setups that you're using right now for the different types of conditions?
Okay. I mean, I'll just kind of go through what we carry. So,
sure.
You know, for a, you know, starting with our light stuff, it's an ADM. Everything's rain shadow. You know, so we use an ADM. It's a 20 to 50 pound outfit with a Fathom 15 two speed. And then we jump.
What pound test do you have on that?
We're fishing 50 pound Spectra, and then we're fishing anything from 25 and 30 pound top shots.
Great. You using fluorocarbon top shots or mono top shots?
We have, I don't know. What would you say?
25
yards of mono, and then we, you know, do a short fluorocarbon leader.
Gotcha.
Next setup is a 30 to 60 pound, and then we're fishing Fathom 30s on that. And then up from that, we have our sinker rig, 60 to 80 pound, and we're all fishing, you know, Fathom 60 and 80s with 80 and 100 pound Spectra. And then after that, we're doing, you know, all rail rods in various lengths and weights, you know, 50 to 130 primarily, 80 to 130. And those are all international two speeds.
Wow,
20 to 50s.
Really doing it.
Yeah, no, the gear is on the boat is pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like most about those rain shadow rods?
Durability.
Yeah,
and you know their components, I would say, are the best. You know, we've put years and years on some of the gear. We still have some of the first rods that we've got from them, and they're holding up amazing.
They're doing
the components on the rods are just unreal. You know that you're not. We're going out there every day, and we're not worrying about, you know, an eye breaking or something like that, or getting up the line.
Or a reel seat falling apart or something, you know, grips, whatever. It's top-notch material.
All right, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talk to Ben? Called us from Chula Vista. Good morning, Ben.
Welcome off. To Let's prevent everything from going back.
Hi, Ben.
Off. You know what I'm saying?
Ben is Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, there he is.
What's up, buddy?
Hello. Good morning, guys. Sorry about that. Hey, so my question is, is it seemingly, what are the major challenges from fishing less people? And obviously the major advantages would be less tangles, you know, but are there any disadvantages having less people? Like, you know, there's not as many jigs going up and down the water column when you're stopping on stuff. And, you know, I guess that's my, like, you know, question.
Oh,
you know,
darn.
Yeah. I'll take that disadvantage.
There's definitely the nighttime disadvantage for us in losing, you know, participation and not having as many jigs in the water at night. You know, I think it does, you know, have its place on a sport boat, you know, when you have that many jigs in the water. But during the daytime, it makes all the world in the difference, especially for these big fish. You're gonna fight a fish together versus, you know, dealing with, you know, 25 people walking around them, you know, and possibly losing the fish.
Your tangles.
Yeah,
waiting for your tag number in the hat, you know.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully by the time nighttime comes around, you're already too tired from pulling on all your kite fish in the daytime, mm-hmm. and you've eaten a big ribeye from Chef Mike, and you're sleeping as you should be at nighttime.
Yeah, last year that was the trend, you know. We try to get it done during the day to where, you know.
Guys don't worry about it.
So, yeah. So nighttimes are sleeping like it's supposed to be.
So to
quote Pete Gross.
Exactly. Yeah. You'll be on the ground, but who cares, man? I'll be sleeping.
Yeah. So the other cool thing about prime time is that walk around. Yeah. Like you hook a fish, and it is like the ultimate walk around here. Mm-hmm. It's like there's not going to be very many people in your way when you're walking around.
Nope.
Tangles to deal with, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And then there'll be a guy right behind you with a gaff when it's time.
Yep.
Plus the other factor too is you don't have to put that many fish on the boat to have a great day.
Exactly.
You know?
Trying to have a good time. We don't need to catch all the fish in the world. And most of our guys, you know, don't need to catch, you know, 20 giant fish. You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, your ratio of crew members to passenger is insane. You know, four people to only six passengers. There's going to be a guy with you coaching you through the whole way if you're, you know, we've had several questions today. I'm new to big fish fishing or a first timer. I'm bringing my wife. Like, you're going to have somebody there coaching you through the entire process the whole time.
No doubt.
That's really cool. Well, hey, I had another fun text come through. It says, good morning, guys. My question is for Jake and Mikey. When you guys fish on your own time, what's your favorite thing to target? Where do you like to fish?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, fishing rock cod, fishing yellowtail, it doesn't matter. you know. But I would say yellowtail fishing is my favorite. Yeah. There's just something about
it. What about you, Mikey?
I'd say yellowtail fishing. I enjoy fishing the bay, too, for halibut and stuff like that. Bass, but, yeah, you can't beat yellowtail fishing.
Yeah. Are you fishing your jays off?
Absolutely.
I knew that was going to be your answer when you described yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands. Like, there was no doubt. Like, oh, that's clear.
Hard to beat.
It's the
Nothing's
best.
Better.
It is the best.
Yeah. No. I love it. Fishing a structure, just getting lunched by a big yellow like I did the other day.
Especially when you earned it. You saw the fish flare and you saw the bait come up and you had a target and you made the cast right and the lure landed where it was supposed to and you got halfway back to the boat and your handle stops. Like, there is nothing cooler than that.
Better. No, for sure. Hey, John in Ontario has a question for Jake and Mike. Do you guys have the ability to fish the kite on the boat, and is a boat wife friendly? We already kind of covered a lot of that, but so you guys fish the kite a lot.
Yeah, whenever we have the opportunity, we're flying the kite, you know, as long as there's enough signal of that big fish around, you know, that we'll be ready to do that.
Yeah. There's a lot, you know, everybody talks about code groups, and, you know, of course, guys that are on Fish Dope, they have their own code group there, but you guys are part of that Port Loma Sport Fishing code group, so you know where the fish are and where to be because you're part of that group, right?
Yeah, I mean, and nowadays it's these fish make big moves, you know. For example, one of our last trips, you know, we had to make a 35 or 40 mile move in an afternoon to get to where we needed to be for the night.
Think about that, a 40 mile move.
Like. And when you're doing 10 knots, I mean, it's like that's a gamble.
Yeah.
But, you know, it paid off and we had a phenomenal night. But, yeah, it's a combination of skiff guys, yacht guys, you know. You got to be able to talk to everybody.
You guys grew up doing this.
Yeah.
Have a lot of friends in the industry.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know. Yeah.
It's
you know where it is and what's going on.
Important to know what's going on. You can never have too much information.
Yeah. And communication, how do you communicate on the boat?
I mean, we have various radios, satellite, you know, dispatch radio, and, you know, nowadays everybody's got Starlink, so you can just pick up the phone, give your buddy.
You have Starlink?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. That's all you need.
I was going to say, that was Larry's question here. He says, hey, good morning, guys. I love the sounds of this, and I'm ready to book a trip. My only issue is I need to be able to check in with work. He says, I don't have to be connected all the time, but I have to be able to check in morning, afternoon, and night. Are there any communication, such as Wi-Fi, available? Yeah, prime time.
We have Wi-Fi, and you're more than welcome to use it responsibly, and it's there for your using.
Yeah, so Starlink, which is like being on cable, super fast, unbelievable stuff.
It's faster than my house.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah,
and that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, like you said, I totally get what he's saying. You know, I'm not trying to be on there all the time, but if you got to be able to put out a fire, you can do a 2-day on the prime time, check in, get things handled, and then get right back.
Yeah, I'm working today. Don't worry, I'm on it. Oh wait, I gotta go catch this bluefin. Right,
exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's try and jump back in the phone.
You got it. How about we talk to Chuck, who's called us from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, man, I'm frothing at the mouth. This is like the penthouse on water for guys, you know.
Yeah.
Pick your wives, you know. That's our thing. Now, can you pick your menu? Do you have a menu that you can go through and pick what you want for dinner? And I haven't heard anything about white sea bass. You guys chase those guys? And how about a lobster calico bass trip at night and then go to the island, pull out some of those inflatables and fish the coves? That just sounds too fun. You know.
We can definitely work with you on the food and work with our chef. We don't have a set menu. You know, for every trip, but you're more than welcome to give, you know, what you want to eat, and we can accommodate you for what we can do on board too. But yeah, we can do inshore trips and, you know, go fish lobster, white sea bass. It's your trip. Whatever you want to do, we'll do if it's you know, feasible and biting.
Yeah. So if you're like a vegan or something, and you come aboard and you just tell Mikey, here's what I have to eat, you cover all that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Usually if you know, when people have either a dietary restriction or they have a preference, you know, they'll kind of get in contact with us before, and we'll, you know, I'll, you know, start a group chat with Mike or whatever.
I'm bringing my crew of construction buds, and I want to have steaks over our final dinner, whatever it might be, something like that. You guys will figure it out.
We'll work with you.
Love it.
How nice is that? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Hey,
Hey, thanks, Chuck, for the call. Appreciate it.
I want to sneak another text in there. It says, good morning, guys. I've never had a chance to fish the prime time, but I have had the good fortune to fish on the Tomcat, also a 70-foot Elliott. There is literally no better platform on the water than to be hooked up on the bow pulpit all by yourself on a big Elliott. I can't believe that this is now a charter operation option. Love what you guys are doing. Larry from El Cajon.
Yeah. That's cool. We were next to the Tomcat for a little while when we were rebuilding the boat.
That's cool.
We were parked right next to them.
And they're sister ships?
Yeah.
Pretty much. They're very similar. Yeah. Very similar.
That's the cool thing about the Elliots, too, is like a lot of them, though, all have little quirks and differences that
the craft ships.
Totally. Like you can always tell the lines, and then you can see what the owners did and what fit their fishery the best, and however the difference from the fly bridge changed from this boat to the other, and the pulpit was bigger on this one because these guys wanted a stick swordfish or whatever it might be. Like all of them have little quirks, but the lines of a big Elliott are sure hard to miss.
Where were they built?
Costa Mesa,
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of boats built in Costa Mesa. Yeah. Searcher was built in Costa Mesa. Yeah, Dittmar Donaldson. All of Dittmar's.
Dittmar was up there. Yeah. Cruzon, everybody.
Yeah. Imagine what Costa Mesa looked like back then.
I know, right?
Right? Now look at it.
I love those like old photos of when the boats were leaving the shipyard, like going down Newport Boulevard. You know, there's a 70-foot sport fish.
Right.
going down the road. That sure would be cool to see one day.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think there'd be room for a 70-foot sport fisher going down the Newport Boulevard today.
No. Right? I don't think so.
Wouldn't happen. Yeah. A real quick question here from Alex in San Carlos. He says, we've heard that it's wife friendly. Is it kid friendly? Is primetime sport fishing kid friendly?
Yep.
Yeah.
We have high railings all around the boat, so it's super safe.
You have a lot of kids that ride with you?
Yeah, a good amount.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Again, you want to provide
paradise.
Yeah, you want to provide that rad family experience. I mean, what a cool family trip that is. It's just you and the fam getting to do it right. Very, very fun. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new custom rail rod. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag 2-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey, San Diego. Cellophon means big savings, great selection, and only 6 days to save. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers now through July 8th and get offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. It's the Ford 4th of July Cellophon, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. But hurry, these offers absolutely end July 8th. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Oh,
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. What a great time this was this morning. You guys
a new record on text.
It was wild.
And a lot of phone calls. Thanks to Chris for manning those busy phones, too.
No doubt.
Thanks to all you texters and callers and listeners, too. It was a great show.
All eligible for the big win. Now, Mike, you could do us the honor and flip the prize coin. We'll let her hit the deck here and see what we got. Today we have a caller as the winner. Congratulations, Baja Ben in Chula Vista. You have yourself a brand new Salty Dog Custom Batson Enterprises rail rod. You are so stoked. Beautiful rod.
Pick that up at Fisherman's Landing and you'd be ready to attach it to a big reel for sure. And guys, if we want to book prime time sport fishing, want to go aboard, want more information, what's the best way?
Give us a call, 619-370-8819. That's my number. You can look us up at primetimesportfishing.com. And you can call Mikey.
That's 619-813-0747.
And you have charter dates available?
Yep. We do.
You're going to put some open party stuff. You'll put that up on Point Loma Sport Fishing when it's available. But you'll let people know on your website, too, if they monitor your website. Do you have, like, an email sign-up kind
of
thing, too?
There's an email list. We'll send out the dates of the open party trips. And then as our charter calendar is up to date, so there's online booking, or you can book directly through one of us.
Yeah. Well, best success to you guys.
You guys have a very bright future.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah,
we're stoked.
It truly is a one-of-a-kind operation for sure. And, you're going to do well. Definitely, no doubt about it. Because you're fishy guys, and you're ready to help get people out on the water. But, what a great weekend of shows. Thanks a lot for that. And, again, thanks to Chris for manning the phones, the busy phones there. And thanks to Adam for all he does on our Let's Talk Hookup app. Of course, Adam does a great job updating that app every day. You can follow it. Of course, sign up for our email blast. This week it came from Fish the Surf, but next week we'll have it all straightened out as far as coming from Let's Talk Hookup. We just had a new server that's doing that, and that's the deal. So next Saturday, Michael Folks from Inside Sport Fishing and the history of sport fishing. He'll be discussing that new video series that he's coming out with next Saturday. Always a pleasure having our good buddy Michael on the show. Then next Sunday, Dale Hightower from Seaguar talking fluorocarbon next Sunday. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.